Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen of First Christian Church in Sedalia. Great to be with you this morning on Go the Distance. You can check us out online at First Christian Church. Our website is firstforgod.com. Would love it if you'd check us out or come worship with us at 9 and 11 on Sunday mornings. This morning, I want to share with you a word from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, just a couple of verses, and it's a parable about a seed. Again, what shall we say of the kingdom of God is like, Jesus said. What parable shall I use to describe it? He said, it's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed that you put in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. I've got a bucket in my shed. It's a nice bucket. It's made of tin, and it's silver-colored with a tight-fitting lid. You know, the kind of lid that fits real snug. I mean, this is a good bucket. This is good for storing stuff that you don't want bugs to get into it. Last year, I stored corn in that bucket because I like to spread some corn for the deer that come by my house and give them a little treat. This year, that bucket stores grass seed. Now, I purchased this grass seed last year, and I bought lots of seed, and the bucket is overflowing. I'm wishing right now that I had scattered some more of that seed, because all of this rain we're getting and the temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and it's just now getting to be spring. Man, it'd be perfect time for that grass seed to be coming up out of the ground. Just think, if I had known, then I would have spread more seed. If I would have known the timing of the storms, then I would have got that seed out there. But there wouldn't be one bald spot in my yard. I wonder when I should scatter that seed. Meanwhile, while I wait, it remains somewhat safe in that silver bucket. At least there's no mice or bugs getting to it. Nevertheless, my intention when I bought that grass seed was to spread it. All sorts of things are keeping me from doing it. But here's the thing. The seed was meant to be spread. Jesus liked to talk about seeds and stuff like that, and he loved to talk about the kingdom of God. And one time he said the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest seed that you plant in the ground, and yet when planted it grows and becomes the tallest of all the trees in the garden, the largest plant. Its branches get so big that the birds can perch in its shade. Now, I've thought about this parable for quite some time, and I think it could have a lot of different meanings if you think about it. And that's how parables are. They ring true in a variety of ways. It could mean that God's kingdom starts small and grows very huge. What started with Jesus and just 12 guys has turned to billions and billions and billions of people, a major world religion from a humble beginning. Or this parable could be about something else. It could be about the mystery of how things grow or how things come to pass, like how our efforts for the kingdom lead to others accepting Christ when we sow seeds, like when we share our faith or tell the story to others about Jesus and God and the Spirit, when we preach or teach, or when we support other people and encourage them, when we put our desires on hold and serve other people and do good works through the church or in the community, or how sometimes these efforts seem to be in vain, that in the end, we will all marvel at the fact that those seeds were planted have grown. Then there is a harvest. This parable could be a reminder of that. In the Bible, we read this promise: the word of the Lord shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For me, I kind of like that understanding. Those things that we feel compelled to do as part of the church, our ministries, our acts of kindness, our acts of brotherly love, our service to others, our acts of good works, our tithes, even our prayers, all of those things we offer are like a little mustard seed planted in the earth, planted in someone's lives, while we are not looking, even years after we've long forgotten what we said or did. One day those seeds are going to grow, and they're going to be a harvest of good things in the lives of other people for the sake of the kingdom. Even though our actions and words might feel insignificant or even fruitless, we shall keep offering, knowing that God can cause those seeds to grow. But we are a people who love results. We like to see the results. We like instant growth. We want to see the fruit of our labor. We invest millions of dollars in instant everything, instant coffee. Even our meals are prepared instantly. And the time it takes to say what you want to the time it takes to drive through the two windows, it baffles me how quickly we can get something that we want in our culture today. We can download movies into our phones in less than 5 seconds today. We can do almost anything quickly, but one thing we cannot do is cause growth. That's up to God. Our job is to let Him do His part. Farmers are good friends to have because they get it. They think differently. They experiencing things differently. They have a completely different perspective than we do. See, they know the land, and they know the seasons, and they know what it means to plant and to let things be and to wait for the growth. And ask any one of them, though, what is the purpose of a seed, and every one of them will tell you the purpose of a seed is to plant it. Seeds are meant to be scattered. They're meant to be planted. They're not meant to be stored in a bucket. At the first church that I ever served at, we decided to build a new parking lot, and part of that project ended up tearing up the backyard of the church. Now, in that climate out in West Texas, it's difficult to grow grass. Two of the members were farmers. They lived in that area all their lives. They decided to plant buffalo grass in that area, and they prepared the soil with their tractors and spread a bunch of seed over it. And I asked them how long it would take before we began to see our yard nice again, and in all seriousness, this farmer told me this. He said, "Pastor, give it 2 or 3 years and it'll be real nice again." And I sort of laughed because I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. "Give it 2 or 3 years," he said, "and that yard will be nice again. Plant the seeds and forget about it, Pastor." And they were okay with it. Something about that has always stuck with me. Plant those seeds and forget about them. Some advice is true when it comes to our faith. God has supplied us with a bucket full of seeds to plant, people to love, people to serve, things to do, and every single act of faith that you perform, every action on behalf of God is a seed planted in His behalf. The fruit is His. The growth is up to Him. Our job is to simply take the bucket off that lid and get out there and scatter the seed. I promise you, even the smallest seed planted on His behalf in His name will not fail to grow. It will accomplish that which He proposes. Man, it's good to bring you the good news this morning. I just feel fired up about it. I love the reminder that we get about what He does with the seeds that we plant. You know, it's His kingdom, it's His world, it's His way. I am simply a vessel in His hands, someone who's been given a bunch of seeds, and I hope that one of those has fallen on your heart this morning. My name is Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen. I'm the pastor at First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Would love it if you'd look at our website. It's firstforgod.com. Also, you can check us out online. What a privilege it is to be here on Go the Distance. Thank you, and God bless.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good. good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.